Get away from her, you bitch!
Great kid! Don't get cocky!
A skill only counts as one!
Okay, you people sit tight, hold the fort, and keep the home fires burning. If we're not back by dawn, call the president.
Groovy.
Hey, how about that new intro, guys? Welcome to season two of Woo! Good Foreign Action Movie. My name is Will Thornton.
And I'm Max Steele.
And tonight, well, this morning,
whenever you listen to
whenever you listen, we're going to be talking about Wonder Woman.
Yes.
2017, directed by Patty Jenkins. It is the latest installment in the DC series of films starring, all right, first of all, I've always said Gal Gadot. Recently, I heard Gal Gadot. Can you confirm either one of those?
Who is this person?
The actress who plays Wonder Woman.
I know nothing of her name, nor who she is. I went into this movie pretty blind. I just knew that I wanted to see it. I didn't know any of the people in it, except Chris Pine, because I knew him before. But right. That was... And I knew... Oh, I used to know the... I'd seen the one lady who plays Chris Pine's secretary before.
Yeah.
But I can't remember her name.
All right. I'm going to play this into the microphone. We're all going to learn here.
Oh, is it just her saying her name?
Maybe.
We're here with Gal Gadot. Here's Gal.
Hello, my name is Gal Gadot. I'm obviously Gadot. Israeli.
Okay, we're going to say Gal Gadot. Gal
Gadot.
Gadot. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways,
we'll get right into the movie. So just like we do with most movies that we release podcasts about that are still in theaters, we're going to do pretty spoiler-free things that won't, well, at least we don't believe will ruin the movie. General themey stuff, general plot stuff, nothing too specific. And then we'll get into the meaty spoilers a little bit later.
Medium rare spoilers.
Ugh.
Bloody spoilers.
Yeah, I want it pink and bloody.
Yeah. Cool. So, Max, why don't you start us off with your overall impressions or just your opening statement, however you'd like to begin our sort of more general discussion of the movie.
Yeah, so I always like to give like a preview of like what I thought going in, because I have not seen any of the like DC Universe movies yet. I haven't seen Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Man of Steel.
Yeah, I haven't seen Man of Steel either. Does Watchmen count?
No.
I have not seen Watchmen neither.
No, it doesn't count.
So, yeah, I really also didn't have, like, the desire to see any of these movies. And I'm pretty, like, out on a lot of the, like, Avengers movies, too. I don't feel like I should always catch up to those. So, I didn't have, like, a lot going for me to go see Wonder Woman. Before I saw that, just had really good reviews. So, I was like, oh, I'll go see it. So, I went in without knowing anything about it. And general impressions, I really liked it. I liked it a lot. I think that it's a cool, if you've seen the, Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's a cool, I think, mashup of Thor and Captain America, the first Avenger, and just like a very oversimplified version, because it is more than that. But if you enjoyed anything about those two movies, odds are that Wonder Woman is those together, but also a lot better.
Yeah.
Doing each of those individually much better than each of those movies.
Right.
So I really liked it. There's definitely like problems with it, but it's probably the only movie so far in the DC cinematic universe that's worth watching.
No, I agree. Yeah, I have like tried to watch those DC movies and I just can't. I don't like them. They are super long. Just the colors are dark.
Yeah.
I have really no interest in them. But very similar to Max, the trailers looked really good. Like, I remember seeing the trailer like a long time ago, and I was like, oh wow, like Wonder Woman fighting Nazis. I thought they weren't Nazis, but during the trailer, I thought that they were.
All Germans are Nazis. Remember this.
Wrong war.
Well, this is a problem that I had with the movie. What I think, but it's actually just kind of become a trope that's really funny, that all Germans are Nazis,
right?
Just like it, inherently,
yeah.
Germans are always bad people, and that's, I mean, it's pretty true. Like, they were the bad people in World War I, but they're just like the most evil people in all of these movies. And probably if you like with a very uneducated person would go out of that movie like, yeah, they really kicked those Nazi butts.
Yeah. Well, I actually said that after we saw the movie, which I was like, I wonder what percentage of the people that saw that walked out and either thought that they watched a movie about World War II or they watched a movie about a made-up war. Because, of course, it's about World War I, but they don't say World War I in the movie because it wouldn't make any sense. It was known as the Great War or the War to End All Wars during the time. So I wonder how many people thought, like, oh, wow, yeah, I watched a movie about, like, some great war in the past that, like, was made up for the movie. I guarantee you people thought that.
Oh, just right. There's a lot of dumb people.
Or just people that, you know, aren't history buffs. It's fine. But I will say my general impression. That's okay. Let's see. Yeah, so I have never, like, watched any of the other Marvel movies all the way through because I just can't get, or Marvel movies, excuse me, DC Cinematic Universe. The old DCCU movies, I don't like them, but I wanted to see this one, and very much like Max, I liked it a lot. I think it has a lot of really awesome things going for it. I thought it was like in a world that is just saturated with so many superhero movies, I think it found a unique like voice, and it stood out in a lot of different ways, and I thought we'll probably talk about this more specifically later, but I thought the action sequences were really cool, shot really well. I thought they went a little heavy on the slow motion, which sometimes I am not a huge fan of, but overall really liked the movie. Yeah, that's sort of my general impression.
Yeah, those slow mos though. Yeah, there would be like an intense action scene, and then right in the middle of it, they'll slow-mo because Wonder Woman's doing something really cool.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of fun to watch, but it is like, it happens a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think it really took away too much. I would much prefer slow-mo to like shaky cam action. Right. I prefer setting up the wide shot and, you know, like showing you just everything happen in real time and maybe a little bit of slow-mo at certain scenes. But, you know, I still thought it was awesome. It was very stylistic, which I like. Like, they definitely had a, like, some, you know, you have, like, these awesome, like, women on horseback fighting people with, like, it was a really unique setup to the battles.
The Amazons.
Yeah, the Amazons. Something that, you know, we haven't really seen in, like, a superhero movie before, which people fighting with, like, swords and bows and arrows and stuff.
Right. Yeah. So let's get into, like, the general kind of, I guess a synopsis of what kind of goes on. Sure. So there's an island in the middle of it's the Pacific, right?
Oh, I don't think it's the Pacific.
Oh, no, it's the Atlantic. I'm so sorry. I meant the Atlantic. The Pacific.
It's the Arctic Ocean, correct?
I believe it is on Mars. But there's this island that no one, well, it has a protective shield around it. And there's a bunch of other mythology behind everything. Right. But you get to learn all that in the movie.
Yeah. Essentially, our main character, Wonder Woman, or as she's known in the movie, Diana. Let me take a quick sidetrack to say, one of my little pet peeves with superhero origin story movies is when it seems like they're embarrassed about the name of the character. Like, because Wonder Woman is sort of like Wonder Woman, right? Like, it's kind of has like a sort of a more like silly sounding name to like what was a serious movie. And it's like, you know what? Too bad. That's the name of the movie. You have to say Wonder Woman at some point in the movie.
I completely disagree.
Really? You disagree?
I feel like
Diana then. Like, they never say the words. And I'm like, you got to say it once. Show a newspaper headline. You got to give me something.
Everyone knows who it is, though.
But it's her origin story. Where did she get that name? Is she just going to show up? And I mean, she's already been in other movies. But like, I want to see the moment. Because I want to see the moment where someone names her that or why she is called that.
I'm trying to think of other movies where they don't say, like, there's movies where they don't say, like, who.
Maybe it's a pet peeve that.
Well, these sure are some Reservoir Dogs. Well,
that's completely different. I'm talking about superhero movies. Like, I think of that hilarious scene.
Well, Captain America sure is the first Avenger.
But they talk about that in Captain America. Like, he has this really sort of, like, 1940s name, but they're, like, making it hokey on purpose, right? And, like, they found a cool way to, like, give him that name, but also approach it seriously. And for a second, I thought that some like German person was going to call her like, how would you say Wonder Woman in German?
Like Wunder.
Wunder, yeah.
Wunderfrau
something.
Or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. I thought that they were going to call her that. And I was like, oh, that'd be actually a really cool way to do it. But they didn't do that. But anyway.
Me and my friend who watched it together were so happy that there wasn't a point in the movie where someone was just like, wow, she sure is a Wonder Woman.
Well, I agree. That would be really stupid, and I would much prefer...
That woman sure is a wonder.
But I was, what I was expecting was a, like maybe a newspaper headline at the end that said like Wonder Woman saves town or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But it never happened. Anyway, we digress.
They're on an island.
They're on an island.
It's hidden from the world.
Yes.
A bunch of things happen. Diana is raised by the Amazons with, which, let me talk about the Amazons real quick. So Gal Gadot, that's the how we decided to, that's how it is correctly pronounced. Has a specific dialect that she speaks with.
Right, yeah. She's Israeli.
Yeah, she's Israeli. And so all the other characters that are Amazons attempt to speak the same dialect, which is a little distracting.
Yeah.
Because it's like Robin Wright. And who plays her mom? I can't remember her name.
I was not too familiar with the actress. But yeah.
Yeah, but... They're raising her, and this first half of the movie is essentially the Bechdel test, like the Bechdel test, the movie, because it is all basically always going to be two women on screen talking to each other about something that's other than a man, and that's that's a feminism test that's been used in a lot of different movies, which is really cool to see.
Yeah, it's a breath of fresh air,
right? Especially in a superhero movie where it's mostly testosterone domination.
You try that word again.
Preposterone.
Oh, there we go.
So that's the kind of the first part of the movie, and then a plane crashes into the island.
Well, the ocean.
The ocean next to the island within the sphere that no one can get in except through plane or when they're looking for it.
Or just if you happen to go through it, just
that was a really unclear.
Yeah, I was expecting like what is the shield around this island? Like if you just happen to go by it, do you just walk right in?
It turns out it's just a bunch of mist, and as soon as you get through the mist, you see clearly the entire island.
No magic at all, just a lot of mist.
But Chris Pine, who is an American,
American working for British intelligence, correct?
As a German spy.
As a German spy, and Chris Pine is, of course, Canadian. I actually have no idea. He's probably
that
American.
Makes sense if he was, but he shows up. Diana's first introduction to kind of the outside world. She's never seen a man before. Mm-hmm. The only man she's ever heard of is Zeus. Ooh. Who may or may not be her father.
Ooh. Well, I think she does make it clear though that she is aware of men and has like they have the jokes where she's read like books about sex and stuff like that. So
that's such a funny bit.
Yeah. Anyways, like, not to spoil too much of the plot, but of course, I think most people know that Diana eventually leaves the island, because what kind of movie would it be if she did not?
And with Chris Pine.
They go to the front, and the rest of it is just, I think, a really solid war movie, action movie, things like that. And it definitely we can talk about it later, but I think it has a specific sort of message about war and things like that.
Right.
That I liked. But before we get into more plot stuff and maybe... we can do maybe some nitpicks at the end or some negatives, as we like to do. You want to talk generally about the action? I know, we kind of already talked about it, but do you want to say anything about
it? Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is just, I can't remember a lot of it because when I think about what I liked about this movie, it wasn't really the action, though the action was really good.
Yeah.
It's shot pretty well. I mean, it's engaging. The only part I didn't like was kind of the climactic fight was a little bit of...
A little rote.
I'm sorry?
It was like, we've seen it before.
It was a little Gadot.
A little Gal Gadot.
But one thing that I don't like in movies is, I can't really think of anything, so I'm going to use a term that doesn't really exist, like wizard fighting. I don't like people who are fighting with stuff that aren't really, that I know isn't there. And with like magic fighting. So
or when you're unaware of what the limitations on the rules of the fight are, right?
Right.
Can these people fly? Can they be killed? What the heck's going on?
Yeah, and then people start flying, and you didn't know that they could fly, and then they never fly again.
Yeah, and it's like, well, they could have flown the whole time. This would have been a
different movie. But generally, like, it's really good. Like, the stuff at the beginning, a really cool part was the Amazons do fight against some German soldiers at a point, and this mixture of, like, old world... archery and hand-to-hand combat versus these Germans with heavy machinery is really interesting, and it's shot very well in a way that it makes sense that the Amazons could have defeated the Germans, or the Germans could have defeated the Amazons. You really can't tell that one side has an edge.
Yeah, yeah.
So in general, the stuff is really good, and it's really believable once Diana starts fighting like on the front and stuff like that. Yeah. So what did you think about the action, Will?
I already said some things earlier, but I did really like it. I thought that I really enjoyed the battle scene between the Amazons and the German soldiers towards the beginning. I even really enjoyed the training shots and stuff like that. That was freaking awesome. Just watching all these cool stunts and stuff like that. And did you know, Max, that Gal Gadot was also 5 months pregnant during the filming of the movie?
I heard about that.
For some of it, they would put a green screen on her belly. Is just beyond impressive.
That really is.
Because she is pulling off some sweet stunts and
that's just some Serena Williams type stuff right there.
Yeah. But I really like the action. I do. It had good stakes. You were pretty invested in the characters. You could easily see it being a movie where some of the people that you cared about could die. So I really enjoyed it. Do we want to move on to spoilery stuff?
Yeah, we can get to spoilery stuff. So if you don't want to know anything going in, shut your ears off.
But go see the movie before you watch the rest of it. It's a really good movie. We talked about earlier how this movie is a breath of fresh air. It is the first superhero movie to be led by a woman since
Bechdel test the movie.
Since Jennifer Garner played Elektra. Fun
ooh,
fact.
Ooh, what a great movie.
I mean, yeah, come on. Basically the first one ever. So if you care about stuff like that at all, go see this movie in the theater. Spend some money on it. It's doing very well, which is great to see.
Right. Certified fresh.
Yeah. Had the largest debut from a female director of all time, which is awesome.
Even bigger than Catherine Bigelow?
Even bigger than Bigelow. Of The Hurt Locker? Of the Zero Dark 30.
Or Point Break?
Zero Dark 30 hours long, as I say.
Right.
Oh, man, that movie's really long. But cool, let's talk. Spoiler discussion.
Welcome to spoilers.
Welcome to spoilers with Max and Will.
All right, so the first the entire spoiler section is just us saying spoilers, not talking about anything. No. It's just
the thing on the back of a car. Okay, I have a couple. I don't even want to call them nitpicks because they are actual problems I have with the movie. Number one, I thought that the sort of background lore and just the motivations of the characters were very confusing. I was watching that opening scene where it was really cool. They had that painting and stuff. I thought that was a really cool way to do exposition. But I was like, wait a second. So Zeus was with the gods, and then he created man, who was good. But then he created the Amazons to do something. And then Ares attacked, and then the Amazons became slaves. And then they rebelled. And then Zeus hid them on this island so that they could watch over man. But there's been tons of wars. So what are they doing? And then what? I was so confused, and I still am. I don't understand what the purpose of the Amazons was. It's not a huge deal. The things that were actually happening in the movie, I could understand. But in terms of, the sort of lore behind it, which is something it's fun. It's world building. I enjoy that part of movies. I was very confused, and I remain confused. And if you could explain to me the purpose of the Amazons, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Honestly, I don't remember being confused, but I can't explain it.
Yeah.
So, going along with that, this is not a problem that I had. This is a problem that my friend that I saw it with had. It's just kind of the general black and whiteness of Greek gods in American movies.
Right.
Because in American movies, it's Zeus is good, Ares is bad.
Yeah.
Or Zeus is good.
Listen, and Zeus has done some messed up stuff.
He really had. Zeus, in Greek mythology, Zeus, raped everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Which is terrible. And, like, I mean, Arius wasn't, like, much better, but he wasn't all bad. That was the thing about Greek gods, is that they were basically human and complex, which is why their mythology kind of still exists to this day.
Yeah.
And there weren't just two gods. There wasn't just Arius and Zeus. I wanted to say that.
I'm like, there are so many other gods. It seemed a little weird.
But, That's just a fun thing to talk about. I didn't have a problem with it. I can't really think of what the mythology was.
Yeah.
Just at some point I knew that Zeus created the Amazons. They were supposed to protect something. They got to defeat Ares.
Yeah.
The thing that I didn't like about it is that, so this whole, the whole movie is kind of about Wonder Woman really wants to find Ares so she could kill Ares. And a very cool moment in the movie is when she realizes, or at least thinks that she realizes, it becomes apparent that maybe Ares isn't real. Maybe that just humanity, that it's not just one guy. That is a really cool moment in the movie where Chris Pine has actually a really, really cool moment really cool where speech. He's just like terror and evil isn't just one guy, which, you know, that can fall into like why people thought this might have been a World War II movie.
Exactly.
But that's like a very general message to a lot of different things. But then it turns out that it's just all one guy. Ares is real.
It's just one guy.
And defeating him just solves the war.
And humanity's good. Remember, there's the ultimate message is sort of like humanity is good in that all the evil does come from this one guy.
Well, this is my question. Yeah. So this is in the DCCU.
Okay,
DCCU. And you know how there's like the Tarantino universe where history is kind of a little wafty?
Yeah.
Does World War II happen in the DCCU?
I think it does.
But there's no evil in the world. Ares is dead.
It's murky. Here's something I liked about the Ares reveal. So Diana, you know, thinks eventually that this German general, I don't remember his name, German sounding name, is Ares. And, you know, you're led to believe like, oh, this is Ares. Even though I'm sitting there the whole time like, there's no way this guy's Ares. Because, you know, as you see, you know, it's just like a movie thing, right? You're expecting some sort of twist. I thought it might have been that poison doctor, but I didn't think that was right. I thought, much like you, that Ares was going to be sort of the darkness to just inherent in some people,
right?
Which would have been cool. But I did like, I do sort of respect the move to say, you know what? Ares is not the general. Ares is the politician. I think that is a cool little message to say, of course, the God of War is not the guy leading the armies. He's the guy passing the laws and passing the policy.
Right.
I think that's actually a really cool message. I think they could have driven it home a little bit more and like sort of punched into that a little bit. Or maybe had Ares sort of be like a broader representation of the system, you know, whatever. But let's talk about the worst part of the movie, which is, okay, first of all, I love David Thewlis. I think he is a great actor. I'm currently loving his stint in Fargo season 3. But when it cuts to him as young Ares and he's got that freaking 1920s English mustache on, the theater erupted into laughter. And this is a very serious scene. And I'm like, how did no one say, you know what? That looks really stupid.
That he just has a mustache. As a Greek god,
he
has a handlebar mustache. The god of war.
He's the god of war. I was like, the theater, like every single person in the theater laughed. And I was like, yeah, that's stupid. But like, I like the idea of saying like Ares is not some like buff, like Ron Perlman looking guy, right? He sort of looks.
Ooh, Ron Perlman.
He would make a really good Ares.
He would.
He might. I mean, we don't know.
He might
have played Ares in the Percy Jackson movies. I've never seen them, but they have all the Greek gods in there. Anyways.
Yeah, that is like a really good point that I never thought about. But I never thought about it because the movie doesn't make you think about
it. Yeah, yeah. That's
which is sometimes like a good thing, but they don't present it in a way that it's kind of like apparent that, you know, oh yes, it's not, Ares is actually a person, but it's this type
of
person.
It's the guy pulling the strings behind the wars, right? Yeah. They should have, I thought they could have, maybe I'm the, like, maybe the movie's not supposed to make you think like that, but that's how it made me think. And I was like, oh, that's actually a cool move.
And then there's just a bunch of explosions and Ares is dead.
One other thing about the Ares reveal is I also like the fact that he, to your earlier point, he wasn't German. Because, you know, the war is on all sides, and who's to say that the god of war is on who we would traditionally think of as, like, the bad side. It did make me really think a lot about how, like, you know, was the first draft of this movie a World War II movie? Because World War II is much more well known, and there are, but I think the problem with that is that there is a more clear right and wrong in World War II, and you have a figure like Hitler who is so iconic, and it's to say, like, well, you know, like, how are you going to deal with the Hitler question if you set it in World War II? Like, is Hitler Ares? You're going to cast Hitler in a DCCU movie?
Ooh, which, that'd actually be really interesting.
I mean, it'd be like Inglourious Bastards, kind of, I guess. But I was thinking, like, yeah, I wonder if the first draft of the script was set in World War II, and the people are like, you know what? This doesn't really work that well, because we kind of have this issue of, like, saying that, like, war is sort of bad, but it's like, if there was ever a just war, I guess, and there was ever like a reason to fight against something, it was probably World War II. It's just an interesting thought.
Yeah, World War One, I like too, because it was, you know, the war that no one had ever seen at that point too. So it makes sense that, like, oh yeah, the world is ending.
Yeah,
Ares might be existing somewhere if the world is literally teetering on this war and of attrition.
Of course, the other reason I thought about it was like, why was this movie not a World War II movie, is because in World War II, we did successfully create the worst weapon of all time and used it twice, right? So it's like, and the Americans did that, not the Germans, right?
It's like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
We're the monsters.
Ares was Harry Truman. Wait, Ares Truman?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think anything else I didn't really like.
Well, I don't have to get too negative, because I did really like the movie. Yeah, it's a great movie. It's always fun to nitpick.
I had a lot of fun. This is one of the things that I didn't mention during, like, the non-spoiler or the spoiler-free part, was that there's not a lot of flub in this movie.
Yeah.
Especially during the beginning. It kind of, like, the ending, like, there's an ending battle that goes on, I think, for a little bit too long, but it's just kind of like, oh, okay, here's all the mythology. Okay, she's training now.
Yeah.
Her mother was reluctant, but now she's accepting in a very quick way.
Yeah.
And not in a, like, no, you can't train. No, you can't train for 15 minutes. And then, because we all know eventually she's going to train.
Exactly.
So they do that. And then as soon as she's trained, she's a grown up. Yeah. And then as soon as she's grown up,
we get
Chris Pine. He falls down just at the perfect moment. Yep. And then as soon as he comes down, the Germans come in. Yep. It's very well paced.
It is.
And it's very deliberately paced. And usually deliberately paced is a knock on, like, slow movies. No, this moves really fast. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they're in Britain, and then it becomes a spy thriller. Yeah. And there's a lot of
Germany fun. And
there's a lot of things going on.
Or Belgium, I think they were.
Yeah, I think they were right around there. But that's another thing that was just really good about it.
Yeah. One other thing I'd like to mention is that I thought the performances were really good all around. I thought Gal Gadot was awesome. I thought she was both, like, really badass, but also, like, really funny in some scenes, and, like, actually, like, you cared about her as, like, a person, and you, like, she has sort of, like, in some ways, like, a childlike innocence when she's out in the world, because she's never left before, and that was fun to watch. But, like, you're also, like, this is also, she has, like, such a high moral compass, because she's never experienced the real world, so, like, she's looking at, like, bureaucracy and these things like that, and I thought she did a great job. And I also thought Chris Pine was really good as Steve Trevor. I thought he did a good job at being, like, well, in, like, just frankly, like, the role that a woman is normally in all these movies, right? The, like, love interest, like, there through most of the movie, but definitely not stepping into the limelight of the movie. And I thought he did a really good job. He was funny. He was likable. And there were all the rest of the performance of the movie, those small side characters and David Thewlis, I thought were really good.
I did not know Chris Pine was going to be in the movie. So I was just like, oh, that's Chris Pine.
He is so hot.
He is very hot. But and I don't really have a, like, great opinion of him, like, before this movie. So I was really pleasantly surprised, because he is really good.
Yeah.
And he probably has, like, some of the most emotional, like, lines. Maybe. I don't know. Some of the parts.
Well, you really care about their relationship.
You do. And it makes a lot of sense, too. It's not really forced.
It doesn't feel forced at all.
There's a lot of really cool character building with the relationship. They have a lot of quiet moments, which is always really nice to see. Yeah, so.
Definitely. Well, you want to do some ratings and recs?
I could rate and rec.
All right. Well, you want to go first?
Yeah, so for ratings, I'm going to go with, so as a movie, this is going to be 3 out of 4 stars. Just really good movie, really enjoyed it. Not perfect by any means, but really refreshing. So, you know, that's kind of a high 3 out of 4 stars. Really enjoyable, always worth the, definitely worth the watch. I'm probably going to go see it again. And then as an action movie, that's a good question. I'll say 7 out of 10, Chris Pine abs.
Ooh, and he's got a 10 pack.
He's got a 10 pack and this movie is seven of them.
He's got 7 shows.
Yeah, he's pulling up his shorts. Just because, I don't know, it's not anything, it's really refreshing, but it's not genre bending in terms of an action movie. Yeah. Because the things I really enjoyed about it are more that, more of the things that aren't action.
Right, yeah.
And the other thing that I mentioned that, like, with Will's point of, and sorry, this is going to my ratings.
That's okay.
When you mentioned, like, the kind of trying to, like, innocence. So yeah. If you liked any of the parts of Thor,
yeah,
where he's just this man out of time.
Which are the best parts of Thor,
yeah,
I think. Yeah.
You'll really just enjoy this because they do it a lot better.
Yeah.
They hit more with fewer, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think this movie is definitely way better than Thor. In that regard and all the other regards, too.
Right. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that as well. And then as my recommendation. So, my recommendation is going to be a music album from 1994,
ooh,
which is Tom Petty's Wildflowers.
Oh, that's a good album.
It's a great album. I absolutely love Tom Petty, and I am head over heels for this album. It's one of his solo albums, even though all of the Heartbreakers played on this album too, which is really funny, including the drummer that's still playing with him to this day. So really good album. It's got a lot of kind of classic Petty kind of things like You Wreck Me, You Don't Know How It Feels, but also some really different ones like the Acoustic Wildflowers, which is the, oh, I can't pronounce this, Eponymous.
That's what I've always said.
Titular but... song.
Right, yeah.
It's and also like Creep Crawling Back to You. Mm-hmm. A lot of deep cuts, as they say in the record
listening industry. Record listening.
So that'll be my recommendation. Tom Petty is a wonderful songwriter.
Yes, he is. I am more of a Full Moon Fever man myself.
Also a good album.
Yes, great album. Okay, let's see. My ratings. I agree with Max on 3 out of 4 stars. I think that it's a solid movie all around. You will not be disappointed if you see it on like any account, really. I just don't think it's like transcendent in any way,
right,
or like, you know, enough. Like, it didn't blow my mind, or I definitely would be down to see it again. It's really entertaining. It's wonderfully paced. It moves really fast. I was never bored.
It's not that long either.
I think it's over 2 hours. It just doesn't feel like it.
Damn.
Yeah. I got the IMDb page. It
what is it, 212?
221. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it doesn't feel that long. It really blows by because it's a really entertaining movie. But action-wise, I would probably say... I would say like 7.5 Chris Pine abs.
Woo.
Because I really did think it was good action, but I also thought it was unique action, which is, unique to see. Because a lot of, you know, especially superhero movies, the action is so similar that it's just kind of boring. But I thought this found really cool ways to bring, you know what, I'll give him an 8-pack of abs.
Ooh, he needs that extra one.
Yeah, because I really liked the action. And like I said, It was like a fresh look at a lot of different styles of fighting, stuff like that, and just some awesome characters going at it. It was sweet. And my recommendation, I haven't thought about this at all. I have a long streak of recommending only movies in here. Max gets all creative with his...
I'm so sorry.
He recommends like sitting in a park and stuff like that sometimes.
Did I say that one time?
You might as well with your...
I recommended a cat once.
You did recommend cats. I will give... Let's see. I'm trying to think of what I've watched recently, because I kind of like to do that, or movies that fit the theme. But instead, I'm going to recommend another Chris Pine flick.
Ooh.
That came out a while ago. It is the movie Unstoppable with Denzel Washington, which is a movie about two guys who get on a train, and the train is unstoppable, and it's going to go into Philadelphia and fly off the tracks. This is not a great movie, but it is a thrilling movie. The performances are good. You know, you got Denzel, you got Chris Pine, young Chris Pine. It's a fun movie. I remember seeing it in theaters. And just if you want to get on that Chris Pine binge, go check out Unstoppable. Full disclosure, I haven't seen it since it came out.
So if it's horrible, don't blame me. I could very well be really bad. But I remember enjoying it back then. So that's my recommendation.
It's time to rate all of Chris Pine's movies. We're going to rank all Chris Pine movies.
All of them.
Let's see, at the bottom, I just thought that'd be funny to look up all the Chris Pine movies. Let's see. End of the Woods is going to be down there. It's probably
I completely forgot he was in that.
He's Cinderella's Prince.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't even seen it, though. I don't like that show.
Did you see Hell or High Water?
I did not.
So I had that purchased on iTunes, but I still have yet to watch it. So I should have probably checked that out.
He's in Rise of the Guardians, so that's going to be at the top of that ranking.
Hey, good movie, actually. Wait, I'm thinking of the wrong thing. Yeah, I'm thinking of Arthur Christmas.
Yes.
Good Rise of Guardians, never seen it.
Princess Diaries 2. Oh, yeah, he's the love interest in Princess Diaries 2.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Dang. He's in Wonder Woman.
What? He's in. He was in an episode of CSI Miami in 2003.
Wow. I can't believe you remember that. He's in Horrible Bosses 2, which I have seen. I have not seen Horrible Bosses 1, but I have seen the second
one. How was Horrible Bosses 2?
It's pretty horrible. it's terrible. I
thought it was pretty boss.
Oh, my God. I hate that movie. It's so bad. Really? I hate all of those movies.
Really?
Yeah. Just like, we're going to get 3 slightly notable comedians, put them in a room, just have them talk for a little bit, have a loosely connected structure, throw some boobs in there.
Gotta throw some boobs in there.
Gotta throw some boobs in there.
Yeah, it fills the seats.
The boobs do?
The boobs.
There's so many boobs in the seats.
Look, we gotta fill the seats, get some boobs, put them in the seats.
All right, now that we've overstayed our welcome, we want to thank you all for tuning in to Season 2 of Good for an Action Movie.
We apologize. We've been off the streams for a while, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with another 10-episode season of great movies. And should we say what we're watching next?
Yeah, we can tease. Well, let's tease the next movie.
So if you want to get on the next movie we're going to watch, all I'll say is follow the White Rabbit.
We're watching Alice in Wonderland.
Are we? But yeah, thanks so much for listening. Hey, it's season 2, fresh start. If you want to, open up your iTunes and say, hey, I like this podcast. Or just leave us a little rating that people could discover the podcast if they search action movie. Maybe they want to listen to us talk about action movies. That would really help us out.
You can give us a rating and a rec, as we often do.
Give us a recommendation of an action movie. If you comment anything in those iTunes reviews and say, hey, review this movie, we'll do it.
Yeah.
As long as it's action on IMDb. Remember.
That's all that matters.
Qualification.
The adventure category will ruin you.
Yes, a lot of movies are adventure. Looking at you, Lord of the Rings.
Looking at you, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, was that really not
action? I don't know.
I don't want to watch that anyway. So, okay, well.
Thank you all. We'll see you next time.
Woo-hoo!
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
It's over.
Nothing is over.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
It's over. Go home.
Hasta la vista, baby.